It's Tuesday, October 16th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Colorado Christian baker Jack Phillips is back in federal court arguing against the Colorado Commission for Civil Rights. This time, he faces another charge against him for refusing to bake a cake for a celebration of transgenderism. In its recent ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court produced a weak slap on the wrist for the commission's previous prosecution of Jack Phillips, claiming that they had treated him rudely. The present commission is now arguing that the previous ruling has no bearing on them, as the old members of the commission are now gone, according to a report from WorldNetDaily.com. The pro-abortion forces are not done with their attacks on the Little Sisters of the Poor. At least 4 states, California, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Washington, are fighting new exemptions to the Obamacare law in federal courts. LifeNews.com reports that the U.S. Ninth Circuit is hearing arguments in a case where the California State Attorney General sued to remove the exemption for the Little Sisters operating in California. Habakkuk cries out in his prophecy, "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not hear? Or cry to you violence, and you will not save? So the law is paralyzed, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted." Habakkuk 1, 2 and 4. Two more Christians in Iran have received prison sentences on trumped-up charges that they were, quote, "spreading propaganda against the regime," end quote. Saheb Fadai and Fatima Bakerti were sentenced to 12 months and 18 months, respectively, reports Morningstar News. Pray for the persecuted. Gun advocates are hoping to reverse a highly restrictive law in New York City, which does not allow gun owners to take a gun outside of the home, with a few exceptions. Thus far, 17 states have signed an amicus brief requesting that the U.S. Supreme Court take up the case of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the City of New York. The appellants lost their case at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in February of this year. Sears Retail Stores has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and the company is in the process of closing 142 Sears and Kmart outlets, in addition to the 220 stores already closed this year. For now, 687 stores will remain open. Launched in the late 19th century, Sears employed more than 200,000 workers, operated almost 900 stores, and generated annual revenue of $31 billion. However, since 2004, the store's headcount has been slashed more than in half to 90,000, and Sears' annual revenue has dwindled to $16.7 billion after store closures and shopper defections to rivals such as Target and Walmart, reports FireNewsFeed.com. In total, the retail industry is looking at 7,000 store closures in 2018, reports VentureBeat.com. That just about matches the total store closures in 2017, in what economists are calling the retail apocalypse. Sears was established in 1892 and remained America's largest retailer until 1989. Jesus said in John 3:20, "For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed." Despite a media blackout and censorship by Facebook, the pro-life movie Gosnell took in about $1.2 million over the weekend in box office receipts, and audience ratings on the Rotten Tomatoes website ran at 99%, the highest of any current film rated. The movie was crowdfunded, raising $2.3 million over 45 days. The story is about Kermit Gosnell, the abortionist who was sentenced to life in prison for the murder of 3 babies after they were born alive in his abortion mill. Find a theater near you at the website gosnellmovie.com. Justice in the courts has yet to be rendered for 61 million babies aborted in America since 1973. God's hand rests heavily upon this nation, as the Claims Journal puts Hurricane Michael reparations cost at $25 billion, and Moody's Analytics puts Hurricane Florence reparations at $50 billion. That makes 2018 the third most costly hurricane season in American history. 2017 was the most costly season, and 2005 is the second worst with Katrina. The U.S. federal government saw another increase of the federal deficit in fiscal year 2018, a 17% increase over 2017, reports the Wall Street Journal. That's the highest deficit in 6 years. The Trump administration is not done with debt either. The 2019 budget projects a $1.1 trillion deficit, a 41% increase over 2018. And finally, C-section births have increased worldwide from 12.1% of all births to 21.1% of all births over the last 15 years. And the United States has seen an increase from 23% to 32% over that same period of time, according to a report published by The Lancet. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, October 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.